Well, on this TGIF, it'll be a very warm end to the work week under partly sunny skies. Temperatures reaching the mid to upper 80s this afternoon, at least inland, about 80 to 85 degrees or so at the beaches. Now, the humidity's still not crazy, so the air temperatures are fairly close to the feel-like temperatures are rather close to the air temperatures, but still very warm. Ought to be in the lower 80s this time of year, down into the 60s tonight. So for Friday night football, the high school games this evening, or any other Friday night activities, looks to be just fine. And we'll start out your weekend hot. Temperatures will approach 90 degrees tomorrow. Beaches will be well into the 80s, thanks to a west to southwesterly breeze throughout the day. But that's ahead of a pretty strong cold front that'll be rolling through the area very late in the afternoon, just edging into parts of Baker and Nassau County, but moving across the rest of northeastern Florida tomorrow evening. With it, there will be a narrow band of showers, so expect an increase in the clouds late in the afternoon, a little bit of rain into tomorrow evening. And while many spots may get in on this little bit of rain, the amounts really don't look like much, less than a quarter of an inch across the area. It'll clear out quickly overnight, and it'll be ushering in much cooler air then for Sunday. It'll be a sunny day, breezy. The kind of weather day we've not experienced probably really since at least May, if not April. A strong north to northeasterly wind at some 20 miles per hour. Gusts at the beaches will be near 30 miles per hour. Temperatures will only be in the upper 70s, and while that's very pleasant, really, at the beaches it'll actually be a little bit on the cool side, dare I say. So tomorrow's your beach day. Sunday's okay if you don't mind that cool breeze, and there will be that very gusty wind, plenty of sunshine, and there will be a high rip current risk on Sunday as well. So use extra careful if you're getting into that still 80-degree water. As we look ahead then to early next week, really nice at night. Nighttime low temperatures well down into the 50s Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night. We may even see a few spots touching the upper 40s over parts of Baker and western Nassau County early Monday morning and early Tuesday morning. Boy, it's been a long time since we've seen that. So really a gorgeous stretch of weather, and that's going to include your weekend activities. But again, kind of a split when it comes to temperatures. A very mild evening tonight, a hot day tomorrow, then a few degrees of record highs, but then some 10 to 12 degrees cooler Sunday with a gusty breeze out of the north and northeast. In the tropics, really no areas of concern. There continues to be a disturbance over the central Atlantic, now accelerating to the east and northeast with no significant development expected. And the tropics are otherwise quiet. We'll carefully monitor the Caribbean and or Gulf of Mexico the last week or so of October. And in the Burris blog, I've posted the 90-degree days. With any luck, we're done with those days, but we may touch 90 officially tomorrow. It'll be close. In any case, 65 of them so far this year is way below the average of 82. Some of the stats are in the Burris blog. It's also the loss of daylight is noticeable this time of year, isn't it? During the month of October, it's one of the months where we lose the most daylight in the lower 48, and that certainly includes right here in Jacksonville, in northeastern Florida. We lose 52 minutes of daylight over the four-week period from the beginning of October to Halloween. So there's a map on that and how it changes across the U.S. I mean, you think there's a lot of daylight loss here at home. The northern latitudes, you see way more than an hour of daylight lost during the month. And then finally, billion-dollar weather disasters. Are they all they're cracked up to be? Are they really $1 billion? More on that in the Burris blog, WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.